Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer here on another edition of this podcast, recording on this NASCAR night. I shouldn't say NASCAR night. On this Friday night. Yes, two episodes recorded on this particular podcast. I'm recording this NASCAR episode the 24th of July, 2026. Your very first time checking out this show, this podcast, going back to the roots, sports. Now, which includes now, running, sports, whenever reporting across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the very first time listening to the show. Appreciate it. You guys that are stopping by and giving us a listen here as I record this NASCAR portion of this podcast. Yeah, so this week we're going to be busy. By the time this comes out, I already recorded an episode, which was focused on the NFC West and breaking news about LeBron James. That episode is out. That episode should be out. Give that a listen first before you listen to this episode, which is a NASCAR episode. And also, there was breaking news that went down yesterday as well, with Alex Bowman deciding that this, 2026, next year, 2027, will be his last full-time season in the Cup Series there. As well, there's already rumblings there about Connor Zilich going over there. And Connor Zilich. Connor Zilich, a nightmare summer for him, not getting able to finish these races. And that's kind of a big deal. That's kind of a big thing for anybody, especially you're a rookie into the series where a talent, obviously, in the road courses, obviously, but it's funny enough that just last year, Connor Zilich won all those races and did not win the championship. And there's actually a reason why the championship format is what it is right now. Through all the series, doesn't matter whether it's O'Reilly, I'm so used to Camry World. Craftsman, O'Reilly, and now you have the Cup Series back to basically the old school format with the addition of the original Chase format. Because everybody was up in arms last year after the season, Connor Zilich. Okay, so let me backtrack for a minute. I did not expect to come in here and talk Chase format. Well, we're going to roll with it because this is where EG3 is at its best. Alright, so Connor Zilich, what's back up for somebody's listening to this podcast for the first time and don't know nothing about NASCAR. Alright, so last year, everybody was in the Championship 4 format, which again was for all the series. Trucks, O'Reilly, Cup Series. Alright? If you made the playoffs, NASCAR's version of the playoffs, you had to go through an elimination style points format where if you're not in the bottom four after the three races of each round, you advance. Or if you win, you automatically go on to the next round. And of course, you've heard this before about winning your end scenario. You don't have that no more. You don't have that no more. You're basically now judged on the entire season. Now, it's going to be interesting. With this version of playoffs this year. See how if we could still get the right champion or not, because we can try to control fate, but you know, hey, sometimes we cannot in these type of situations. Connor Zilich won 10 races last year under Junior Motorsports. Dale Earnhardt Jr. came up short in the championship round to Jesse Love in RCR. And by the way, Jesse Love, he's going to be taking over that Josh Berry ride in the 21 next season. Okay, so you got that going on. Connor Zilich having a nightmare season in the Cup Series. Rookie. Last year, the opposite. Winning all those races and coming short in that championship. Heartbroken. Crying. Hey, I'll be doing the same thing. I'll be pissed, crying. If I won that many races and it came down to one race for the championship, four drivers, championship four, one drive, opportunity for a championship, you have to be right on that day. You can't sit there and say, I control this. No, you have to be right. If you're not, you're not. That's like, again, the whole, it brings me back to the whole marathon thing. On the big day, we'll talk about big days here on the next episode, in which I'm slightly worried. Again, I'm just being real loose with it now. I'm just throwing out darts. And we'll finally get to what Eddie's up to in the next episode. All these episodes are going to be up this weekend. Right? So there's that. But again, marathon, right? You want to have that perfect, even half marathon, even for the first timer, it don't matter. I think for the first timer, you got to finish. You gotta finish. You have to finish. That's the big deal. And maybe you put it a little. Now, lately, some of my friends have went out and able to knock out sub 4 marathons, which is awesome, right? Sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out. Even for the competitive runner, super competitive runner, right? You want to hit this time? Nope, not able to hit it. It gets. It ain't easy. It gets that difficult, especially if you're trying to hit a certain time or trying to win a race or trying to get to this spot, right? I'm trying to set myself up for doing this. Again, I'll explain more for, well, I'm probably not going to share all the details yet. But yeah, so we got other competitors listening to this podcast, so I'm not sharing everything on here. Well, that's going to have to wait until after the fact, but you're trying to get to here, but I'm speaking of a marathon experience that you say you have all your hopes on this, and then marathon day comes and you end up doing the opposite or don't do what you want, plan on doing, or you're going to have to adjust, right? Here, in this instance here, with the old format, if you're not on, if your car's off or truck, and on point, you're done. You're going to have to make adjustments, right? In this instance here, Connor Zilich, 10 races. How many races did Jesse Love win last year? I can't even remember. He won less than that. Like, maybe 2 races? That's a good question to ask. Let me see if I can talk and type at the same time here. This is the EG3 podcast here. Eddie Greer here talking O'Reilly series here. All of a sudden here. Let's see. Wins in 2025. Hold on. That's not. There you go. That's not what I want right there. Let's see here. Yeah, he won a championship. Yeah, that's. I already knew that. There as well. Yeah, look. So, yeah, okay. So all that. Connor Zilich, 10 wins. And even... that's just brutal. To see, if you ask Google, hey, what's up with my other competitor? He sees, yeah, you got passed by this competitor with 24 laps to go. That's gut-wrenching. And for Connor Zilich, that's exactly what happened. Jesse Love, only 2 wins last year. Which I believe, because I thought he was just one race last year. And then you get beat by that type of cover. Now, obviously, Jesse Love's the talented driver. We ain't heard much of Jesse Love, though, this year, other than the fact that he's going to Wood Brothers next year to take over for Josh Rary in that 21 ride, which that's another cover. That's a whole other podcast by itself. We're not going into that today, tonight. 9 top 5s, 22 top 10s, scored 4 poles there as well. And yeah, this was, and that announcement by Jesse Love was made in mid-June this summer that he's going up there. Josh Berry, and Josh Berry is even more frustrated. He said so himself at North Willsboro. They're calling out Chris Rebell and all that other stuff there. But getting into him there, Josh Berry's how he, so he had a nightmare seasons. Josh Berry. It's been rough since winning at Las Vegas last year and getting his first cup win there as well. But Connor Zilich, from 10 wins to wrecking out almost every race this summer or being caught up in somebody else's mess. That's got to suck, you know what. So, but hey, a situation now has come up, and yes, Trackhouse Racing is Chevrolet. So, and I've seen already rumors that Connor Zelix is the guy's going to be replacing Alex Bowman. We don't know that yet, and we still have the rest of this year to see what happens. Can Connor Zelix get out of this big ass hole that he's kind of dug himself with? So obviously, he's not going to make the playoffs. There's that. And now, in a new format where regular standings do matter, and you're not really even with this format, once the playoffs start, the points reset. But the difference is there is no elimination. I think the elimination is already going to pan itself out already. I said that because, look, 16 drivers is too many. You know my stance about that. It's way too many. Wait, in a Cup Series, I would have capped it off at 10 because, honestly, look, you're not going to win the championship unless you go, if you're back. Now, Joey Logano, oh, by the way, Joey Logano, pulling back the old Joey Logano, dominant win at North Wilkesboro for the second straight year. Last year, obviously, dominated the All-Star race. And here, dominated which was a 450 lap race. Joey Logano, I think he led over like 300 of those laps. Just a dominating performance from Joey Logano. Took by the he went back the clock for a little bit and just put about the ass on that field. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here recording once again. It's been a podcast, back to a podcasting day. Yeah, on this Friday, recording on this episode on Friday night, July 24th, 2026. This is going to be a busy weekend for this podcast here, which will include with big news coming from yours truly. And I have been really loose now with the clues. Y'all going to find out on Sunday night or Monday what Eddie's going to be up to in the coming weeks. Well, really, 2 weeks. See, there's another clue for you. There, I'm being really loose now with it. But yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you're going to be eliminated anyway because 16 is too many. I don't know how many in the O'Reilly series. I think they kept that 12. You know, O'Reilly, that's too many there. I would have shrunk that. But I probably would, honestly, with the Craftsman Truck series and the Xfinity series, in my opinion, I would go with 8. Cause it makes for more storylines. Even more storylines. Obviously Joey Logano has been out of the playoffs for most of the season. And that's been entertaining stuff. But now Eric Jones is out, obviously, for right now. And Joey Logano with that win in, does that spark a late summer run for Logano? We'll find out at Brickyard this weekend. Oh, by the way, yes, there's a race this weekend for the Cup Series for everybody in Indy this weekend. Oh, by the way, right? But yeah, it would be fitting if the old standings were to pop up. Connor Zelix, it's not even close. Not even close by a landslide. Now, who's the dominant? Now, I haven't talked much about Craftsman yet this year and all that. All I know is Lane Riggs has been dominant. Caden Honeycutt, the rise of Caden Honeycutt in the mix, and somebody else mentioned another driver. I can't think of it right now, but all I'm hearing is Honeycutt. Oh yeah, Chandler Smith. How about Front Row Motorsports in the Truck Series? Their rise and their continued rise improvement really in the Cup Series as well with Zane Smith and Todd Gilliland. Todd Gilliland recently re-signed. I think I want to say both drivers have recently upped their deals over there, but I got to double check on Zane Smith. It was silly season pretty much underway in the Cup Series as well. I told you about the Love move. He's going to be upgraded there. Hey, I can sit here and talk NASCAR. I can talk about whether, you know, skips a few steps or not. Any driver from the Chrysler Truck Series or even the Lawrences for that matter. There's been a lot of talk about that. I mean, SVG. Shout out to my guy, SVG. The other syllable. Same man Gisbergen, the other story, continuing to show big time progress there with his best career short track finish there. I pulled that one out of left field based on Martinsville. I had him on my fantasy. Scored. Boy, I knocked it out of the park this weekend. Woo, big win. Now, in the other fantasy, I did not, because I expected Christopher Bell to be up in the mix. And Christopher Bell was off, way out of left field, way out of right field last weekend. So that cost me. See, I cannot, it's a rarity that I have both fantasy teams score big on the same week. It's either one or the other. And this week, it's the NASCAR group chat that I've been part of for a few years now. Man, how time has flown by. So I got a win there. Big win. Yeah, I needed that. See, I need to do something different. You can't follow the crowd. You got to do something different and maybe get a couple breaks here and there and to get back in it. That right there was huge. So I'm going to see where I'm at after the fact there as well. And we'll see where everybody's at or what drivers to pick this weekend on that side of the ball there as well. But yeah, any new form in the current format now, it's not even close. Connor Zillis would have won the O'Reilly Series Championship because of all that winning he did last year and all that. And of course, we know about Denny Hamlin, the heartbreak last year and all that. And now you can't have that excuse. To me, you can't have that excuse now, because Denny Hamlin is going to be one of the favorites to win the championship, to win that elusive championship that he's trying to get before hanging it up next year, I believe. I believe next year is going to be his last year. I want to say either next year or last. I know he re-signed for a two-year deal. I want to say it's next year, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, he's trying to. You got to cash in now. That's why it's like when you have one of those years where you're winning everything or you're PRing and everything. You want to capitalize because obviously, you know, we're all working toward what we want to get to tomorrow. We got to live for, but you got to focus on right now. What you going to do right now in the spot, whether that's getting ready for a wild card of a race, which Eddie is right now currently, right? Or getting ready for the Brickyard, another crown jewel. Denny Hamlin has not won in Indianapolis yet. So that's been a car that has not hung yet for him in his tremendous NASCAR career, right? So you gotta focus on right now. And I know it's easy for me to say, but it's hard. It's hard because we're so used to, all right, we're guaranteed this. We're not guaranteed all that. This is life. We're not guaranteed all that. Anything can happen. I know that. I have experienced this the last three and a half years. You don't know that. Something could pop up that unexpected. You got to deal with it. And I have dealt with it. I'm still dealing with it. You just don't know. You got to cash in. If you don't, it's just a missed opportunity. And so we're going to see. You don't have Denny Hamlin. You don't have that. I know he was complaining about the laps and all that. We can get that we'll get that to another time, but right now you with a good team, you're in a championship team, Denny Hamlin, you're in a good spot, Tyler Reddick, you're in a good spot. Let's see, Junie O'Reilly series, Justin Allgaier having a career year again. He finally got his championship a couple years ago, could have repeated, didn't, but again, he's sitting high and mighty right now with an opportunity to win another championship. Just an all guy I'm talking about. Lane Riggs, there is a situation that Lane Riggs could be moving up. But that's for another discussion. I can tell you right now who's not in that, not deserving in some seats. We're gonna keep that in-house right now. But yeah, so it's mind-boggling that, you know, Connor Zillic, you sit here and feeling bad for the kid because he can't stay on the racetrack. Cannot stay on a racetrack. He out here, unfortunately, getting involved in somebody else's mess or in his mess of his own. That's gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt the progress. And we're not to 2027 yet. There's still another half of 2026 left, and all these cards yet to be yet to be turned over and whatnot and all that. We'll see what the rest of the year, what the year holds for Zillage. Hopefully, he can get, I think for him, he needs to stay on the racetrack. That's the obvious. I am point blank obvious there. He's got to stay on the damn racetrack. Got to stay on the damn racetrack. Get the experience. That way, next year, all right. And I don't know how long his contract is at Trackhouse. I ain't got those numbers pulled up and all that. But, yeah, I think at this point, you got to get the experience there. It's a must. You have to have him stay on the racetrack. I don't care if you're 2 laps. I don't care if you're 10 laps down. I don't give a damn. You stay on the damn racetrack. Stay out of the mess. Qualify a little bit better. That's the other issue there. Qualify a little better. Right now, SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, oh, by the way. That's why Shane Van Gisbergen is starting to turn the corner in these other races besides World Course, because and taking him and look. Yeah, you know, with the random draws of, you know, if you don't get qualifying in because of weather, the random draws of, oh, you know, he's not going to be up there much longer. Well, Shane has taken advantage of it. Every time he's been in the top 10 or started inside the top 10, he stayed there. Coke 600. What? It was a random draw because, or the metrics or whatever the hell they use now that, oh, Shane Van Gisbergen's up there. He ain't going to stay up there very long. He's going to drop back to the back.
Nope.
Stay up there all night long. All night long. What did that do to produce him? His best finish on a mile and a half. Here. Last weekend. North Wilkesboro. Metrics used. He starts fourth. Okay. You know, you know what? I'm going to roll with it because this dude is starting to really turn the corner here. He's seen it. The light bulb's turned on. The light bulb's turned on, right? And lo and behold, passes Denny Hamlin 1 point and Logano. This was early in the race. And led like 45 laps. Now I don't have the numbers up yet. In the race. And that says, what the hell supposed to do now? I'm leading the race. So yeah, man, he's kind of growing on me as the season progresses here. And I like it, man. This 97. Definitely the lead dog. He's definitely taking it over. Ross Chastain, you ain't heard shit from Ross Chastain all year long. You just have not. Ross Chastain outside the chase right now. He's going to have help. He's going to have some Hail Mary if he's going to get in the playoffs. Connor Zillich, he needs to stay on a racetrack. And yeah, it is clear as day right now. Shane Van Gisbergen is the lead dog at Trackhouse Racing. I did not expect to hear coming on his podcast talk Trackhouse Racing, but the big man laid it on me here in this episode. E3 podcast continues. Eddie Greer here for this NASCAR edition of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So for what it is, man, it's crazy. Shane Van Gisbergen now. However, it's gotta, you gotta continue to do what you're doing because it can flip on a dime. We've seen points lost. You get on these stretches that you can't get out of, like a 3, 4, 5 race stretch where you lose all these points and somebody gets hot game on you, aka Erik Jones. We'll get to the bubble pitcher here in a minute on a wrap up this episode, but leading to Indianapolis. But hey, you got the momentum right now. We already know Shane Van Gisbergen is awesome on road courses. Nobody can't beat him. That's what you're supposed to do. And kind of like me, everybody expected me to be up front in these 5K races, expect to win races and all, because I mean, not that it's a job or anything. That's what I want to do. I want to be competitive. I want to be up front. I want to be competing against the best in anything. Right? That's what Shane does. Shane takes advantage of his strengths. You're very good on road courses. You're doing what you're supposed to do. That is a perfect example. Do what you're supposed to do. And on the other stuff, just hang around some more. And then get in the late. If the longer you're hanging around, the strong. I just feel. We'll say that for the Eddie episode. We'll say that for later. But yeah, I just feel like, you get this confidence. All right, you can do this, do that. Learn, try to pick up a few things. That's why I'm excited about the big dance coming up. Because it's like, all right, what did you learn the first time? And one of the things that you kind of, okay, I need to do this a little better and all this other stuff. So again, I'm just being loose now, just throwing clues out there. I'm excited. Shane Van Gisbergen on a custom making the playoffs. Logano putting himself back in the playoffs with his big ass win. This 22 team, I don't know what they did at. I know there's some practice session prior to the All-Star race last year when it was held in North Wilkesboro. Joey Logano ran all them laps, stayed out there all night, all day long, ran laps, all that. All that's paid off in him into two dominant victories at North Wilkesboro. Obviously, the All-Star race last year, he owned that. And, of course, this year come right back, and really, he needs to keep doing what he needs to be doing because prior to this point, Joey Logano ain't did nothing. He ain't did shit. Excuse my language. He ain't did nothing prior to this race right here. And now you give a three-time champion. And I know if he were to get a couple more spots here and there, I mean, the season that he's had, he'd be lucky even get, like I said, I don't have the standings pulled up right at the moment. We will when we come out of this little small timeout. We'll go over these standings, and then we'll end this in this episode. But yeah, so you give him all this momentum. All right, 22. All right, we got something flowing. We got something going, right? So yeah, man. This chase thing is really going to be interesting, and we'll see. We'll see if it all pans out to the fans like it, because I know everybody was a riot last year when Connor Zilich did not win a championship because all of them wins and the format screwed them over. And everybody was crying. Well, we can't sit up here and cry. You can't get what you want all the time. And yeah, it may be easy to say to me, but hey, I've been there. Been there, done that. You can't get what you want. You gotta work for it. You gotta work for it. Gotta put the work in it. And hey, it's results or results. With that type of race, I mean, things happen. I mean, you can only drive, but the car's gotta be all good. You can't have no issues with the car. No loose wheels, no speeding on pit road, no radiator issues. You just can't. There's so much just out of your control in racing that you just got to go and just pray that something don't happen. Marathon, sort of the same thing. You can do all this training, have a perfect block. There's no saying thing about that. And not in my opinion anyway, there's a saying about that. That's my opinion. But you have all the success, but when come race day comes, you don't get this or the humidity is too hot, or it's too cold, or I ain't feeling it today. It's just a lot of factors going into that sort of thing. So I did not expect to talk about this today, but we are rolling per ET3 usual on the show. So definitely, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Obviously, we'll talk more about, finally in full detail, what Eddie's doing in a couple weeks here. The big clue, we've done this race before. That is the clue, right? That is the obvious clue right there. I've been spilling out things here and there for you, trying to have a little fun with you guys and all that. So, but I for whatever reason, I'm as fired up for it all. So yeah, man. So we'll get into that obviously in the next episode. But we'll finish up with the bubble picture. Obviously, Indianapolis this weekend. When this comes out, it will be prior to the Brickyard 400 and the other crown jewel in NASCAR there as well. I know Chase Briscoe spoke to the media. He's from there. I think Carson Hocevar is from Indiana as well. No, he's from Michigan. My bad. There was another Indiana driver. Not talking about Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart retired and all that. But yeah, man. So, all right, we'll come back, finish up with a bubble picture here after this. Ooh-wee. Okay. All right. I'm just finishing up looking at some of the final practice results from Indianapolis, the Brickyard 400 going down this weekend. When this comes out, it'll be two hours prior to that. Eddie Greer, host of the EG3 podcast, we're back. And all I can think of is, how about them legacy cars? I'm talking about Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek, just like Pocono. Yes, if you're familiar with NASCAR and all that, Pocono and Indianapolis are nearly the same type of track. Except Indy has four corners, four turns. Pocono has three. The tricky triangle, as they call it, right? So I'm looking at this match, so ooh, Eddie can really mix and mix and match now. So there's that. I'm looking at my chops there as well. These drivers are looking at their chops, trying to get back on the racetrack there as well. And Bubba Wallace, who was, what, P20 in final practice, looking to repeat as Brickyard Farm champion. We'll see if that happens. That was exciting. That finish right there, Wallace and Larson last year, that was something else to be a part of that and root him on right there is huge. So we'll see. He might have a little work to do based on what I'm looking at. Oh, just looking at just off a break right there. But, yeah, so, all right. So, Brickyard 400. We'll take a look at the bowl here in a minute. Iowa 2, Richmond 3, New Hampshire 4. We got, damn. So, we're right now, hold on, 5 races away from the playoffs. See, and that means football season around the corner, college and NFL, baseball in their second half of the season there as well. So you got that going on. All right, so right now, and actually going into this weekend, right, SVG 14th, B-Dub 13th, SVG 14th. Joey Logano was 17th last week. He's now in the 15th spot. His teammate, Cindric, Austin Cindric, is 16th. Oh, now you get to Eric Jones. Yeah, has some work to do, but he's off to a good start, though. That's what Eric Jones. He got some work to do. Ryan Preece, again, Ryan Preece case losing, getting penalized early. See, it could cost him a playoff berth there. Brad Keselowski, Michael McDowell, and I mentioned Ross Chastain earlier. Yeah, Chastain. Yeah, he out. McDowell out, looks like. Oh, hey, unless they go on some type of run in the next 5 weeks, you got Daytona, you got short tracks in there, in Richmond, in New Hampshire, Iowa's considered. You got actually three of them. Three of the next 5 short tracks. Iowa, next. Let me get this right. Yeah, Iowa next. That's what I thought. Richmond, New Hampshire, back to back to back to back. And then you got another plate race. So, yeah, you don't have no cookie cutters here in the stretch. Even Indianapolis. I said Indianapolis is not a cookie cutter. You got to be right at this moment of the season, right? So, Eric Jones still hanging around that cut line. He's gonna need. This stretch here could be tricky, but again, you have to outrun your competition. That's what it comes down to. And for this type of race, to be called to win this race again, you'll be in Brickyard lore, Indianapolis lore, if you win this race. So there's that. But there's also a points race on the line as well, which we need to flip it, our attention to the front end of this picture here, which is the regular season championship. If it pops up, of course it's not going to pop up. So let's see here. Driver standings. Let me see. Standings. We're not talking F1 right now. We're going to put that away. There we go. That's what I wanted right there. Let's see if we can pull that up here. Let's see. So, all right. So, Denny Hamlin, still leading, right? 842 to Reddick 774. Next in line, Blaney. So, to me, unless Blaney, Reddick, or even I don't see any of these guys fade anytime soon. It's going to be a 3-horse race to the Racing Championship. And we talked about Blaney on one of the last episodes of this podcast. If you're a new listener to this podcast, please check out the latest episodes of the EGZ podcast. Yeah, Blaney has the image on all of them going in, right? Daytona, Iowa next week. He saw it at Richmond. He saw it at New Hampshire too. So is Hamlin. I even put Blaney Hamlin over Reddick. So Blaney lost the points. It looks like Blaney lost points last week. So you got a 3-horse race for the regular season championship, and you got right now, which could be, unless somebody were to have bad luck the rest of the way, Erik Jones could be looking first one looking out. Outside looking in, honestly. So we'll just see how that all switches this weekend. As we're 5 to go until the NASCAR playoffs arrive at our feet, at the door of our footsteps here. And so this is going to be an interesting last summer and, of course, going into fall. A lot of anticipation, obviously. K-State Sports, my other podcast, Purple Project Podcast, also K-State Sports, between football and men's basketball, a lot of questions be answered between new head coaches, two of them. Well, so you got that NASCAR 3-horse race. Who is going to make the chase? Joey Logano, is he back? We'll find out. There as well. O'Reilly. We haven't talked much about O'Reilly. We have talked about O'Reilly today with Jesse Love references and Justin Allgaier continuing doing Justin Allgaier things. Craftsman, we barely touched Craftsman. But the fact that we mentioned Lane Riggs and Caden Honeycutt, and actually, while we're on this subject, let me see if I can switch gears here. To end the show, let's take a look at the Craftsman Truck Series first. At least the points, anyways. Lane Riggs leads it right now over Caden Honeycutt and Chandler Smith. So they got a big three going on right there. And Riggs got a nice lead there. Honeycutt, and that's why those three guys I mentioned. Now, Gio Ruggio has been something. Christian Eckes, Grant Infinger recently won as well. But right now, you are chasing these guys. You're really chasing Front Row Motorsports. Keaton Honeycutt is a Toyota driver. So there's that. And finally, in the O'Reilly series, heading into this weekend, Justin Allgaier, the grandpa. Hey, I've said it for the last several years of this series. Continues to do Justin Allgaier things. All he does is win races. And that's what he continues to do. Six of them this year. Oh, damn. I didn't know. It was that time already. Damn. Jesse Love. Oh, damn. How did Jesse Love get to second place all of a sudden? Is this what I'm talking about? Jesse Love, second. Let me see here for a minute. He won nothing. See, that's what I'm talking about. He won nothing this year. And he's in second. Sheldon Creed finally broke the straw that broke the camel's back. Finally got in the victory lane. He's in third, followed by Corey Day and Carson Quapple. That's the top five right there. And let me see. Yeah, Justin Allgaier. It's not close. And when this thing resets for all of them, it's gonna be fascinating. I don't want to hear no excuses about this driver didn't win because he had X amount of wins and all that. I get tired of hearing that. Honestly. So we'll see if the Allgaiers, the Denny Hamlins, when we come back to this discussion at the end of the year, we'll see the Denny Hamlins, the Justin Allgaiers, and the Lane Riggs can come through and win championships for their race series. We'll have to see about. I didn't say they're gonna win championship. I didn't say that. I said Denny Hamlin has an opportunity to win championship. I said that. So there's that as well. So this is going to be an interesting stretch here coming up for all these series here, as we are looking forward to a tremendous finish toward the regular season. The EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly, sometimes twice, or even once in a while, three times a week. There as well. We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the city your favorite genre of podcast. Boy, so there's that. You want to be a part of the action this fall? Eddie's got something really cooked up for the summer / fall. Definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Tell a fellow friend about this podcast. Especially if you're a friend of the host, continue to spread the word about this podcast here, because this was a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years before that. This was just a normal sports podcast, just like everybody else's podcast, right? So there's that as well. So there's that. So we better wrap this up, man. It's already the time. Damn. Wow. So there's that as well. All right. We got to put a pin on this discussion for now. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line to another finish of the EG3 episode here this afternoon / tonight, as we are basically in the evening now. This is Rabbit's Podcast. Oh boy, oh boy. But thank you guys so much, and ladies, for listening to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Again, this will come out on Sunday. We'll have this out ready to rock and roll on Sunday. And of course, the big announcement, one of my shows tonight, or one of the shows that I watch, has a big announcement tonight. Our big announcement will be on Monday. But before that, I think everybody's going to know by tomorrow what EG3 is going to be doing, at least coming up here in a couple weeks. This will. I cannot wait to get into it even more. It's that. All right, we got to wrap this thing up. EG3 Podcast here in KC, Missouri. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. Fast Eddie. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode. We out.